working out between me and Debbie, so I ended up moving in with a friend.
But is she playing fair?
What specific property are you asking for?
Two flat-screen televisions.
With a game of hide-and-seek?
Do you have either of those televisions?
No, Your Honor.
Where are they?
He said, this was mine. I purchased them. I have the receipts. I'm going to take them.
You don't have either one of those two flat-screens? Really?
Really.
No, I'm serious with you.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
Mario Garcia is suing his ex-girlfriend, Debbie Vigil, for the return of two flat-screen TVs, a leather sofa set, and the cost of storage fees.
Order. All rise.
Now it's case number 441 on the calendar, the matter of Garcia versus Vigil.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. Garcia, you and the defendant were in a relationship. You moved in with her. That didn't work out. She changed the locks on the apartment. You moved your stuff out. You claimed that she kept some of your property. You want that property. So far, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
You're also suing for storage fees because you had to put some of your property in storage. That you're not getting. How long did you live together?
We lived together in different locations. The first time was about a year and a half. Second time was about a year, off and on.
When you say off and on, did you ever maintain another residence?
Yes, ma'am.
During all the time you lived together, did you maintain another residence?
No.
When did you maintain another residence?
Your Honor, I moved out about October 2009, because things weren't working out between me and Debbie, so I ended up moving in with a friend. But we were still seeing each other at that time.
But then you maintained another residence. When did you move back in with her?
Roughly about a year later. It was, I'd say, August, September.
Now, at the time that you moved back in with her, did you move all of your property back in with her?
She was never allowing me to take my stuff, so that stuff stayed there. But as far as my clothes and personal belongings, yes.
So when you moved out and went to stay with a friend, all your stuff stayed in her home?
As far as televisions and furniture, yes,
anything,
ma'am.
That you're looking to get back now?
Yes, that's correct.
That stayed with her?
Yes.
So she's had that property, and you have not had that property in about a year?
Well, we were living together. I think I just moved out, ma'am.
September, you said you moved back in?
Yes.
September of 2010.
And then I moved out. Well, she kicked me out November 27th, so that was the last time I was actually seeing my property.
I understand, but your property was not with you for a year.
Roughly
you were living
about a
with
year.
A friend.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, what specific property are you asking for back?
Your Honor, I purchased televisions.
Just give me a specific piece of property that you're asking for back.
Two flat-screen televisions, a leather sofa, and a leather love seat. Your Honor, and I've made lots of attempts to try to recover my property, but every time...
When did you purchase the leather sofa and love seat?
It was roughly January of 2009. My uncle here purchased one of them on his credit card, which I do have proof for right here, Your Honor.
Mr. Garcia, when you lived with the defendant, who paid rent?
We split the rent.
Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Did she have sofa and love seat in her apartment when you moved in?
She did. Yes.
What did you do with that?
I believe she ended up giving them to her brother, or her brother has them.
And why did that happen?
I'm not sure, Your Honor. That was her thing.
Well, did that happen because you were getting a new leather sofa and love seat? You don't give away furniture unless you have a replacement. You have children?
Yes, Your Honor.
Two?
Two.
You don't give away furniture unless you have a replacement.
Right.
So was the idea that you were going to buy the leather sofa and love seat and she was going to get rid of the old furniture?
No. I told her to hang on to it because if we ever got a bigger home, we would probably need it for like a basement or something.
What was she going to do with it for 2 years?
As far as I know, that's why her brother had it. I don't know what the agreement was between her and him.
The leather sofa and love seat are now hers.
Your Honor, I have proof that I paid for those.
You bought 2 years ago. You lived on and off together. She got rid of her furniture. I don't care. Now, let's move to next. Two flat-screen television sets. When were they purchased?
There's two different televisions, Your Honor. One was purchased October of 2009. The other one I had prior to that was 2007. So that one belonged to my parents. They let me purchase it from them. That was probably earlier, 2009.
Do you have either of those televisions?
No, Your Honor.
Where are they?
In his possession.
You don't have either one of those two flat screens?
No, Your Honor.
Really?
Really.
No, I'm serious with you. Now, you can say that they're yours or that he left them, but you're telling me that he took them.
He took them.
When did he take them?
He took them when we broke up. He came and he packed up his clothes and he said, this was mine. I purchased them. I have the receipts. I'm going to take them. If I was to call the police, I can take them. And I go, okay, I can't argue that.
Your Honor, I took the police to her house to try to retain my things, and she lied to the cops, told them that none of that stuff was mine, and they wouldn't
even... No, you took a lot of your stuff, sir, because you say you called your uncle. I assume this is the same uncle that you called.
Yes, ma'am.
And you loaded up his truck. That's what you say.
Yes.
You loaded up his truck. Well, you don't just load up the truck with clothes. You loaded up the truck with other things, too.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Was there a television in that stuff?
No, there wasn't.
Really? No TV?
No televisions, just couches. Couches that, the couches that I bought for him were there, and she said we could take them when we got there. And we started in the basement to move his stuff out. And when the police got there, when we got back after our first load, that's when she told them that he couldn't.
What did you take? Not what you didn't
just
take.
Just couches and
what
some
couches?
Electronics. Couches that were in their basement that were older couches, like a sectional couch. And
so we took the basement sectional. What else?
And then there was just like a DVD player, entertainment stand, and some electronics that he had, like cables and his tools.
Going to pay him $250 for the television sets. Now you can sit down. I don't believe that you don't have them. Now, you want to tell me about your counterclaim?
Yes, Your Honor. After we split up, he made several attempts to contact me over and over again, text messaging me.
Your Honor, that was to get my belongings.
Don't speak.
Asking me back. I have letters here saying he's sorry that he's
so what's wrong with that?
Nothing, Your Honor.
So, what do you want to be compensated for?
Because he broke in to my house, my safety of my kids, me.
Just a second. When did he break into your house?
He broke in on the 26th.
Of what?
Of November.
No, you said the last time he lived there was the 27th of November.
Your Honor, that's when he came for his stuff on November 27th.
Until when did he reside at your house before you changed the locks and lock him out?
On 429 of 09.
429 of 09?
Yes, that's when he moved back in when we were going to...
When did he leave? When did you lock him out?
On 426. I locked him out that morning.
Did he ever move back in?
Yes, he did.
When did he move out for the last time?
The last...
November 27th.
Yes.
And he didn't break into your house November 26th.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
The whole reason I got the ADT was to keep him out of my residency because he tried to...
That's a good idea. That's what you want. You bought a security system.
Yes.
Great. That's what you should do.
And later today...
What did you talk about?
About him being in jail and his bond.
Your boyfriend being in jail?
Yes.
Well, you probably talked about each of your mates being in jail because her mate was in jail too, right?
Yes, he was.
Real cases. Real people. Judge Judy. Mario Garcia says ex-girlfriend Debbie Vigil owes for the return of two TVs and a sofa set. Debbie is countersuing for the cost to install an alarm system.
I don't know what you want.
Your Honor, I was paying rent and she changed the locks on me.
I don't know what you want.
Your Honor, the whole reason I got the ADT was to keep him out of my residency because he tried to...
That's a good idea. That's what you want. You bought a security system.
Yes.
Great. That's what you should do. You also owe him $250 for his television sets. Judgment for the plaintiff. That's all.
Please excuse me. Step out.
He broke into the basement to get inside.
The defendant's a total liar. She has my stuff.
He's like, well, you had the locks changed.
She knows I want it back.
This is it.
I could care less if I see her again.
Done. No more.
Just if you ever see her on the streets, fellas.
Final straw.
Better hide your wallets. That's all I got to say.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Hernandez versus Miller. Step forward.
19-year-old Kayla Hernandez is suing her aunt, Janet Miller, for a loan to bail her boyfriend out of jail.
What kind of work do you do, Ms. Hernandez?
I'm a claims processor.
For whom?
Blue Cross Blue Shield.
How long have you worked for them?
About 4 months.
Prior to that, where were you working?
Olin Mills Portrait Studio.
What were you doing there?
I was an acquisitioner selling picture packages.
How long did you work for them?
About 6 months.
Prior to that, where were you working?
I was unemployed for quite a while with, I was with my husband and he was working.
So out of the past year, you worked a total of 10 months. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And prior to that, you were unemployed for how long?
Since I was 16. I'd been with my husband since I was 16 years old, and he's taking care of us.
I ask you that question because you said in your complaint that in February of 2010, you received a substantial income tax return.
Yes, Your Honor.
And so what I want to know is, how do you get a substantial income tax return when you have no income?
My husband was working. It was technically his income tax return.
What kind of work does he do?
He works at a dairy farm, and he does just regular labor. He milks cows.
You have a copy of your bank statement where you put this income tax refund?
I have the statement where I withdrew the money because I had two bank accounts and transferred it to this one to withdraw it.
I'd like to see what you have. On what date do you claim you gave your aunt money to bail out her boyfriend? This is your aunt.
Yes, the 20th of February.
And on what date did you get your refund?
I'm not exactly sure, but it was beginning of February, approximately the 8th.
Did you have a discussion with your husband before you gave your aunt the money?
No, ma'am. He was incarcerated.
Your husband was incarcerated?
Yes, ma'am.
For what?
Obstruction of justice.
Is he still incarcerated?
Yes, ma'am.
How do you support your family now?
I work.
Has your husband been sentenced?
Yes.
What period of time?
18 months.
And when was he incarcerated?
He had got out in the end of July, July 29th, and then he had to go back in.
When did he go back in?
January 3rd.
Of 2011?
2011.
So he was, in fact, home when you got your tax refund?
The original one, no. He was incarcerated.
In February?
Yes, he went in last year, 2010, the end of January. I received my return the beginning of February. He was released in
July. Well, it's actually his return.
Yes.
How much was your boyfriend's bail?
$3,000. And I have the bond papers here, Your Honor, to show how the money was divided up for him to get out.
What do you mean how it was divided up?
Well, there was two traffic warrants that he was being held on, failure to appear, which came out of that bond money, and the other was $2,500 for driving with no license.
And how is it that you were able to get him out on bail?
Because I met my niece at the PSB, because she loaned
What's
him...
What's a PSB?
Public Safety Building. She loaned him the money to get out on.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Drug charges. Drug charges, suspended license.
That's what he got arrested for, stopped for, was driving with no license.
How much did they find on him?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kayla Hernandez says her aunt, Janet Miller, owes for a loan to bail her boyfriend out of jail. Janet claims Kayla made the loan to her boyfriend, not her.
Yeah, tell me about that.
We had talked on the phone.
Who's we?
Me and Kayla.
So you and Kayla talked on the phone.
Kayla, at that time we were talking, yes.
You and Kayla talked on the phone.
Yes.
That's nice. You're her aunt. What did you talk about?
About him being in jail and his bond.
Your boyfriend being in jail?
Yes.
Well, you probably talked about each of your mates being in jail, because her mate was in jail too, right?
Yes, he was.
But he had no bail.
My husband, no.
So you called her and told her that he was incarcerated?
She knew that he was already incarcerated.
Don't tell me what she knew.
Yes.
I mean, how did she find out? Was she there when he was arrested?
Talking on the phone with me.
So you must have told her that he was arrested.
I told her he was arrested. The day she called me, I was looking to get a loan to get him out. And she said, well, I just got my income tax out.
Now, just a second. I want you to tell me what you said to her and what she said to you.
I told her that I had just got off the phone with a loan company, that I had applied for a loan to get
him out. A loan for what?
To get post his bond. I was going to do it myself.
Who do you work for?
I work for ConAgra Foods.
How long have you worked for them?
2.5 years.
And you were going to take out a loan, a personal loan, for you, so that you could bail him out of jail?
Yes, I was.
Okay, and?
The loan was turned down. And she said, well,
just a second. So you called and told her that you had applied for a loan, but you were denied a loan.
Yes. And she said, I just got $6,000 back. I can post his bond if he can pay it back. I said, he told me he would pay you back in a year. And so she met me at the public safety building and posted the bond. The bond papers are right here to show how the PSB, or public safety building, divided it up. And it was to be returned to me.
Where is he now?
He is in the public safety building.
What is he doing in the public safety building?
Driving with no license.
What is he doing in the building?
Because he can't post bond no more to get out. There's no bond.
So he's back in jail?
Yes, he is.
For what?
Driving with no license. He's been picked up again.
Does he live with you?
No, he does not.
Was he living with you when he got arrested the last time?
He was staying with me when she posted bond. He moved out.
How long had he been staying with you?
He hadn't started staying with me at all. I give him a place to live when he got out of jail because he is my daughter's father. And I was trying to help him get on his feet by giving him a place to stay.
Where was he staying before?
He was staying with a lady that he rented part of her house off, but she passed away.
How old is your daughter?
23.
Is that your only child?
No, it is not. I have a son, too.
How old is he?
21.
Either of those children live with you?
They both live with me.
Either of them work?
My daughter does work. My son is looking for work. And I also have my grandson that lives with me.
Whose child is that?
My daughter's.
And the father's name is Kenny?
Yes.
Kenny paid your niece back some of the money?
Yes, he did.
How much did he pay back?
Approximately $1,500.
How much?
$1,050.
So he still owes her some money?
Yes, he does.
She's suing for $1,950.
I know, Your Honor, that...
But Kenny is in jail.
Correct.
So how's she supposed to get her money?
That agreement wasn't made with me.
Yes, it was. It was made with you.
Your Honor, I have a letter.
She was made with you. He may have said, I'll pay it, once she got him out. But the agreement was made with you because she didn't speak to Kenny before she turned over the money. She spoke to you, who was putting him back in your house to help him out.
Yes.
You think I believe that?
I hope so, because that's the truth.
Don't. I don't.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You already probably exercised poor judgment 1,000 times in your life. You're getting older. You got to start exercising good judgment.
You're right.
Good. I'm glad you said that.
Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
I know very few saints that take their exes back to live in the house just to help them out after 20 years. They take them back into their house because they want some company. And let me see what you have to say about Kenny. Oh, my ex-boyfriend, Kevin. So first of all, we don't have his name right. Was thrown in jail on drug charges. That's different from a suspended license.
Your Honor.
What?
I have the court docket right here.
Just a second. Drug charges. Drug charges, suspended license.
That's what he got arrested for, stopped for, was driving with no license.
He got stopped for driving with no license. How much did they find on him?
That I don't know.
You already probably exercised poor judgment 1,000 times in your life. You're getting older. You got to start exercising good judgment.
You're right.
Good. I'm glad you said that. And part of your good judgment is because she should have you as a learning lesson. You have children?
Yes, I have a daughter.
How many?
Just one.
How old?
16 months.
You are a young, attractive, seemingly bright young lady who, at least on this side, doesn't have much of a role model. If you have an extra couple of bucks, you have a child, that's where the money's supposed to go. You understand that?
I understand that.
Judging for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,950, that's all.
Parties are excused and they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Just so sick of being walked all over.
It's a show.
Everyone takes advantage of me and I just want to have a family.
This game's been played before. I just happen to be caught in the middle of it.
Who I can trust and everything.
Because she's bought cars and stuff.
And I help them out and I get screwed over.
Put them in other people's name when she gets tired of making payments.
And I'm finally done with helping everybody.
She lets the cars go back. It's in somebody else's name.
It's unfortunate.
She's used people in the family before.
I just think I'm going to cut my losses.
That's the game Kayla plays.
Then go on from here.
Closed doors. I'm done with the family.